All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to episode 15 of Empires, Dominance and Legacy. Today, we journey through the vast and resilient story of the Ottoman Empire, one of the longest-lasting empires in history, which spanned over 600 years and extended across Asia, Europe, and Africa. The Ottoman Empire's influence in shaping global culture, politics, trade, and religion remains deeply woven into the fabric of modern history. The Ottoman Empire began as a small Turkish principality in Anatolia, or modern-day Turkey, during the late 13th century. Founded by Osman I, the empire is named after him, with Ottoman derived from Osman in Arabic. Initially, the Ottomans were one of many small states in the fragmented region, competing for dominance. However, Osman's vision and leadership set the foundation for an empire that would, over the next few centuries, evolve into a major world power. His successors capitalized on the weakened Byzantine Empire and rapidly expanded Ottoman territories. One of the turning points in Ottoman history was the conquest of Constantinople in 1453 by Sultan Mehmed II, often known as Mehmed the Conqueror. At the time, Constantinople was the jewel of the Byzantine Empire and one of the most coveted cities in the world. Mehmed's strategy, innovative use of artillery, and sheer determination led to the city's capture, ending the Byzantine Empire and marking the beginning of the Ottomans' status as a major power. The city was renamed Istanbul, becoming the capital of the Ottoman Empire and symbolizing the empire's role as a bridge between East and West. With this victory, the Ottomans controlled key trade routes between Asia and Europe, which allowed them to generate immense wealth and establish political alliances. The Ottoman Empire reached its peak during the reign of Sultan Süleyman the Magnificent, who ruled from 1520 to 1566. Süleyman was not only a brilliant military leader, but also a statesman and a patron of the arts. Under his rule, the empire expanded its territories to their greatest extent, covering parts of Eastern Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. His campaigns pushed Ottoman borders deep into Europe, reaching as far as Hungary, and established the Ottomans as a dominant force in the Mediterranean. He was a gifted leader known for his emphasis on justice, earning him the title the lawgiver within the empire. Süleyman's legal reforms sought to harmonize Islamic law with Ottoman needs, and his policies encouraged trade, cultural development, and education. The Ottomans ruled a diverse population that included people of many religions, languages, and ethnic backgrounds. The empire was renowned for its relative religious tolerance, especially compared to its contemporaries. Christians and Jews, for example, were allowed to practice their faith, govern their own communities, and pay a tax known as the jizya in exchange for protection and autonomy. This tolerance helped the Ottomans maintain peace across their vast territories and integrated various cultures into the Ottoman identity. Many scholars, artists, and architects found their home in the empire, leading to a flourishing of arts and sciences. The city of Istanbul became a cultural and intellectual hub. Ottoman architecture, inspired by Byzantine, Islamic, and Persian influences, gave rise to some of the most iconic structures in the world.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Sultan Suleiman's chief architect, Mimar Sinan, designed grand structures such as the Suleimani Mosque, a masterpiece that symbolizes Ottoman architectural ingenuity and serves as a lasting monument to the empire's grandeur. Ottoman poetry, literature, music, and textiles also flourished, creating a unique cultural identity that blended elements from the diverse regions under Ottoman rule. Despite its power and prosperity, the empire faced significant challenges in the late 16th and 17th centuries. Military defeats, shifting trade routes, and the rise of European naval powers chipped away at Ottoman dominance. The Portuguese and later the Dutch and British established sea routes to Asia that bypassed Ottoman-controlled land routes, reducing the empire's economic power. Additionally, wars with Persia and internal rebellions created a strain on Ottoman resources. The empire's military had historically relied on an elite force called the Janissaries, who were highly trained soldiers recruited through a system called the Devshirm, in which Christian boys from conquered lands were taken, converted to Islam, and trained as soldiers. Over time, however, the Janissaries gained significant political power and became less effective, leading to corruption and inefficiency within the military. In the 19th century, the Ottoman Empire was often referred to as the sick man of Europe. European powers, including Britain, France, and Russia, began to view the empire as vulnerable and sought to exploit its weakening condition for their own interests. The Ottomans attempted to modernize through a series of reforms, known as the Tanzimat reforms, in the mid-1800s. These reforms aimed to centralize administration, improve the legal system, and modernize the military. However, the empire struggled to implement these changes effectively, and internal conflicts continued to erode its stability. World War I proved to be the final blow for the Ottoman Empire. Aligning with the Central Powers, the empire fought against the Allied forces, but suffered significant losses. Following the end of the war, the Treaty of Sèvres in 1920 partitioned Ottoman territories among the Allied powers, leading to the empire's effective disintegration. The empire formally dissolved in 1922, and in 1923, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk established the Republic of Turkey, marking the end of Ottoman rule and the beginning of a new era in Turkish history. The legacy of the Ottoman Empire endures today in many aspects of modern culture, politics, and architecture across its former territories. Istanbul remains a vibrant, diverse city that stands as a testament to the empire's historical significance. Ottoman influence is seen in the architecture of mosques, palaces, and public buildings throughout the Middle East, North Africa, and Southeastern Europe. The Ottoman legal and educational systems left lasting marks on these regions, and Ottoman cuisine, music, and art continue to be celebrated as part of cultural heritage. The empire's achievements in diplomacy, architecture, and culture continue to influence the regions it once governed. In many ways, the Ottomans served as a bridge between the East and West, merging elements of both worlds into a distinct civilization. The Ottoman Empire's story is one of resilience, cultural fusion, and political intrigue, a fascinating chapter in the narrative of human history that continues to captivate our imaginations. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the rise and fall of the Ottoman Empire. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore yet another empire that shaped the course of history in its own unique way.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.